Kennedy's tone was more like, "Why am I not surprised?" He wore too much aftershave. The fragrance as aggressive as everything else about him. Top note sandalwood, bottom note obnoxious. "I guess so." Kennedy threw him a sardonic look as they exited the parking lot, or at least the twist of his mouth was sardonic. The dark Oakleys he wore concealed his eyes. He looked to be in his mid-40s. Not handsome, but he had the kind of face you didn't forget easily. Although Jason was going to try his best the minute this case was over. Jason said, "Clarify something for me. The Kingsfield police chief asked specifically for you because he thinks he might have a copycat killer on his hands?"
"It's too soon to say, but yeah, that's a concern, of course. No girl is going to go missing in Worcester County ever again that people aren't going to fear it's some kind of copycat crime."
Kennedy began to bring Jason up to date on the case. It was a swift and concise summation, but then the facts were few. Rebecca Madigan, the teenage daughter of wealthy local residents, had disappeared Friday night while hosting a party for friends. Rebecca's parents were out of town. The housekeeper had reported the girl missing. A search had been organized, but so far, there was no sign of Rebecca. "There could be a lot of reasons a teenage girl disappears," Jason pointed out.
"Yep, but like I said,